New kinds of smart. The science of learnable intelligence is changing education. Author, Bill Lucas and Guy Claxton. What's the point of school? Education is preparation for life, and the nature of the preparation depends on a number of assumptions and perceptions. What schools are set up to do depends on society's view of the world, especially the world which it imagines its young people will inhabit when they are grown up, and on the difficulties, challenges and opportunities in which it thinks that world will present. Those challenges are to do with national prosperity and security, social cohesion and equity, individual fulfillment and well-being. From such complex set of assumptions, each nation has to take a view of what all young people need to know, understand and to be able to do, if they are to meet these challenges and take advantage of new opportunities as well as they can. If we were to carry on assuming that some children are born intelligent, while others simply do not have brain power required to master difficult ideas in physics or history, say, then the options for change, however pressing that change is felt to be, will be limited. If, on the other hand, intelligence is seen itself as learnable, then a whole world set of different educational possibilities becomes thinkable. 8 aspects of the teacher's role in developing more intelligent learners. 1. Cultivating the dispositions which are most likely to create learners who are active throughout their lives. 2. Developing and sustaining growth mindsets in young people and modelling these as adult learners. 3. Creating opportunities for young people to become more manipulate as well as articulate. 4. Helping students develop states of mind conducive to different kinds of learning, specifically using their initiative as well as rational selves. 5. Encouraging learners to understand which tools tend to help in certain situations and how to know when to use these. 6. Providing students with effective strategies for learning and working collaboratively. 7. Teaching students how to be more strategic about their learning, how to reflect on what happens, and how to transfer their learning from one domain to another. 8. Setting all educational work in a broader ethic context, which the ultimate intelligence is survival of Homo sapiens in a fast-changing world. Intelligence is expandable. Good news! You can become more intelligent by believing that you become more intelligent. This is the exciting finding of a major research program by Stanford professor Carol Dweck and colleagues. In one study, Dweck took a group of 12-year-olds in New York and over the course of 8 weeks spent a total of 3 hours teaching them about the expandability of intelligence, persuading them that their brains were more like a growing muscle than a fixed-size pot, and encouraging them to see that their learning is a matter of more effort and a strategy rather than ability. At the end of the course, their engagement and their mathematical understanding were compared with a group who had been taught about memory strategies, but not about the malleability of intelligence, for the same length of time. The first group had significantly raised their intelligent engagement with their learning. The latter group had not. With just 3 hours' worth of information and encouragement, these students had got smarter. People who believe that their minds, like their bodies, can get fitter and stronger with exercise, tend to enjoy challenges that stretch them. People who think that their mind are fixed, on the other hand, are more likely to see challenges as a threat to their supposed level of ability, and shy away from situations where they might look and or feel stupid. Where do these different mindsets come from? Largely, Dweck has found from the way of the parents, teachers and older children respond to a young person's success, struggles and failures. Like the flu, these belief systems turn out to be highly contagious. If kids are praised for being smart, they are likely to fall prey to trying to look good mindset. If they are encouraged to persist, try hard, enjoy difficulty and look for new strategies, they are more likely to develop the mindset is a muscle attitude. As Carol Dweck says in her book, Mindset, if parents want to give their children a gift, the best thing they can do is teach the children to love challenges, be intrigued by mistakes, enjoy effort and keep on learning. Intelligence is practical. Many young people's learning energies are engaged more deeply, and their minds therefore being stretched and expanded more powerfully when they are working overtime to shape and craft physical material than when they are working only with listening, reading and writing. But practical embodied learning is not just for those who are struggling with school. There are many stories of high-achieving scientists, surgeons and architects and designers, even philosophers, who developed their lifelong habits of curiosity and resilience through tinkering and crafting with their hands. Practical learning is not just for those who are not bright enough to take the academic route. It should be part of every student's learning diet. Gervitali is the founder of summer school for young people in Montara, California, called the Tinkering School. He cheerfully reassures parents that yes, probably their child will come home with some scrapes and bruises, but they will have learned how to build a gravity-powered wooden roller coaster with their hands, and in the process will have developed their all-round cognitive capacity. Tully has a TED talk on the web called 5 Dangerous Things You Should Let Your Kids Do. These include playing with fire, learning how to use a penknife, making and learning to throw a spear, driving a car, and taking things to bits. He thinks that learning to manipulate, as well as articulate, is the foundation for real-world intelligence. Intelligence is social. When it comes to being intelligent, it's clear that there is much more simplicity to what we can do as an individual. How we interact with others is a crucial element of how smart we are in the real world. We used to talk about human capital, thinking that a goal of education was to create lots of clever individuals. We now need to think in terms of social capital, recognizing that talent does not exist in isolation. Today's children are growing up in a socially networked world. YouTube, Facebook, and MSN Messenger are just 3 current examples of the online social spaces in which young people spend much of their time. The world has never been a more networked place, yet for the most part, schools remain stubbornly focused on individuals. Of course, it's helpful to focus more precisely on the needs of individual learners, but maybe we need a parallel of initiative for socialized learning too. Intelligence is strategic. To live intelligently and effectively, we need to become non-consciously adept at a large number of complex activities rather than having constantly to stop to expend the kind of mental energies that require fresh horses and a lot of extra effort. There are also times when it's critical to be able to change gear and make use of strategic reflection. Intelligence is ethical. To be truly intelligent, it's not enough to just meet your challenges and to pursue your interests as skillfully as you can. You need to be able to see the big picture, to balance and resolve what's bewildering portfolio of competing and conflicting desires and threats are. What to do for the best is perhaps our most pressing question and our deepest challenge, especially when we are living in a world that's full of opportunity, uncertainty, complexity, and risk.